Public relations. That's what we, Agentur Strothmann, have been doing for 25 years for national and international clients from various industries. But what exactly is public relations? Which tasks belong to public relations? How does a company find a PR agency that suits it? These are just some of the questions we want to answer in our podcast series. Today I'm talking to Elke Strothmann. Hi, Elke.
Hi, Martin.
Elke, imagine a company suddenly and unexpectedly gets into a crisis. And now the question is, how should I communicate in this stressful situation? Who should know what and when and from whom? In this area, you have quite a bit of experience.
Yes, I have had to gain several experiences. And one of them was 9/11. But more about that later. Basically, it's important that every company develops an emergency plan. Every management has to understand that they need to be prepared as much as they can for this huge set of issues. And resources must be made available for this, which is time, manpower, and also money.
Well, you're always smarter in hindsight. It doesn't always have to be natural disasters like the floods in Germany this summer. What crisis do you have in mind that cities, institutions, or companies need to prepare for?
Well, a scenario that is simple, in quotation marks, is, for example, a fire at a company's headquarters, or IT systems failing because of cyber criminals hacking in, or production machines that are down and we paralyze our customers. This not only means reputational damage for us, but also for our customers.
Okay. All these events are characterized by the fact that they can threaten a company's existence. What can communication do here?
Well, communication is a vital part of the crisis management. The overall package of measures must ensure that the company can continue its business in such an event. And crisis PR then prevents or limits the damage to the image. It must be ensured that the press office provides all relevant stakeholders with the necessary information. And that's despite the fact that events are unfolding at a rapid pace, and you have to deal immediately with possible negative publicity and a whole set of questions.
Who are these stakeholders?
Well, employees and their relatives, customers, financial supporters, or, for example, local authorities and residents in the vicinity of the company.
It's not easy to keep them informed when there's a fire at headquarters or the servers are paralyzed.
That's true. And that's also why it is so important to be well prepared for such an event. You have to keep important data and resources in a safe place that can be accessed, even if it's no longer possible from within the company. Today, we have loads of data and information in clouds. But do the right people have access to it? Do we have an action plan ready on how the alert team needs to proceed?
What are important data and resources? What are the ideal workflows?
Well, that depends, of course, on the company and the crisis. That's why it's so important to sit down with enough time in advance and think through all possible crisis scenarios. What business processes, data, and resources are important? Who needs to be provided with what information? Who will take on which role in the event of a crisis? And also, who is backup in case someone is on vacation, sick, or even badly injured from the alert team?
Mm-hmm. How is the elaboration of such crisis scenarios recorded?
Well, everything is written down in a so-called crisis manual. What are the tasks? How can the responsible people be reached by the alert team? All telephone numbers and email addresses are noted down. So checklists are created which can be worked off bluntly in the hectic and panic.
And how do you achieve a blunt working off?
Well, by having the entire crisis team trained, trained, and trained. You must imagine it like a fire department they also always practice their operations.
Mm-hmm. Where do the crisis PR people meet when it's no longer possible within the company?
That's a very good question. For these cases, it's important to set up a crisis center. It is best to secure several rooms, one for meeting, the second for technology, and it's very important to have the equipment up to date, including telephone, television, radio, printer, whatever, and also, of course, office supplies in a sufficient amount, and the latest version of the crisis manual. So for companies operating internationally, it's also important to have an external translation service ready.
Who's in charge in all this hustle and bustle?
Well, for the entire company, it's the previously designated coordinator. And for the crisis PR team, there has to be a spokesperson and a deputy.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, you talked about 9/11 and that you were involved. Can you describe a little bit what you had to do?
Well, when the planes crashed into the towers in New York City, at first I was as shocked as everybody else. And then an incredible wave of communication rolled out. I was working for an international company that had 2,500 people in the World Trade Center offices. And I was on assignment in Frankfurt. Regular conference calls were held, tasks were assigned, and emails with guidelines were sent to the communications department. A hidden website was set up with an emergency phone number for relatives to call and get information. In Frankfurt, the most important thing was to get internal communications done quickly and efficiently. And also press releases that came from the US were distributed to the relevant stakeholders here. But we also had to take care of another area. We had to close and control the doors in the entrance area because very quickly members of the press started to enter to get news firsthand. Unfortunately, I also learned that the suffering of some leads to a cruel sensationalism in others. In the days that followed, I even had television reporters standing outside the door wanting to film minutes of silence.
Wow. I could listen to you on and on, but since crisis communication is so extensive, we will do at least 2 podcast episodes on this. Would you like to conclude this episode with a key insight from the experience?
Yes. Well, this was a real crisis, not predictable, plannable, or even imaginable. But the company I worked for had done its homework and prepared all measures as far as possible. Rarely, I must say, have I worked so efficiently with people, let alone from continent to continent.
Elke, thank you very much for this interesting insight.
My pleasure.
Public relations is an extremely versatile and extensive part of corporate communications. So if you want to learn more about this wide-ranging topic, we highly recommend the other episodes of our PR podcast series. Enjoy listening.